三十五節至到四十五節，係喺我哋新約聖經六十三頁。我哋嘅新約聖經六十三頁，馬可福音第十章第三十五節。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来对耶稣说：夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们作。耶稣说：要我给你作什么？他们说：赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣说：你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？他们说：我们能。耶稣说：我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要洗，要受。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。第四十二节，耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必作你们的用人。在你们中间谁愿为首，就必作众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。圣经读毕，愿神祝福在话语。
各位兄弟姐妹，今日我哋讲一个笑话开始啦。Let's start with a joke。有一架飞机喺度飞行紧，嗰个嘅机师患咗心脏病，死咗啦。个机上边有四个嘅乘客。有美國總統啦，有尖端的科學家啦，有報道家葛培理啦，同埋一個男仔，一個童子軍，一個童軍。You know, a pilot of an aircraft had a heart attack and died. There were four passengers on the plane. The president of the United States, a rocket scientist,and Billy Graham, 96 years old, a whole life preaching, telling people to come to Jesus, the servant of God, and a Boy Scout. 咁呢个四个乘客喺个机上边，但系个飞机只系有三个嘅降落伞。咁个美国总统讲：我系最重要嘅人噶啦，国家需要我。即刻攞咗个降落伞孭住就跳咗啦。嗰个顶尖儿嘅科学家讲：我系好重要嘅人物，全个世界都需要我。立刻攞咗另外一个降落伞就跳咗啦。You know there are only four passengers on the plane. but only three parachutes. The president of the United States says, I'm an important person, the country needs me. So he grabbed the parachute and jumped. And the rocket scientist says, I'm a very important person, the whole world needs me. So he grabbed another parachute and jumped. 葛培里牧师同嗰个男童子军讲：细路，我老啦，96岁啦，服侍咗上帝成生人啦，我退休噶啦，你攞个降落伞跳啦。个细路仔讲：先生，冇问题啫，我哋仲有两个降落伞啦。头先嗰个顶尖儿科学家攞咗我个背囊啫嘛。And Billy Graham said to the Boy Scout, son, I'm old now. You take the parachute. And the boy said, sir, that is okay. We still have two parachutes. The rocket scientist just took my backpack. So, well, it's just a joke, comedy. 笑话来啫。我们每个人都是想做世界上最重要的人，或者重要过其他人，起码。但兄弟姊妹，的而且确，你由头到尾看好本圣经，上帝从来没有叫我们不顾一切的去做世界上重要的人物。上帝的而且确有叫我们去彼此帮助，彼此相爱，去服务其他的人，去对人好一点。 We all want to be an important person, maybe more important than other people. But from the scripture, from the Bible, we know that God did not call us to be more important than others. But God did call us to help one another, to love one another, to protect one another, to be nice to one another.兄弟姊妹，我哋头先读马可福音十章，哇！你班学生喺度嗌交，边个重要啲咧？点解你要做领袖啊？系咪我哋特别留意到第41节用嗰个词语老怒，好嬲啊！嗰班学生喺度拗，喺度。你嬲我，我嬲你。If you look at verse 41 that we just read, Mark 10, indeed, the students of Jesus were fighting, arguing with one another, angry with one another. And verse 41 especially used the word angry. They're angry, a hard feeling with one another. It is true.Even the students of Jesus Christ. 耶稣其实上日跟着他的几亲近的有成500人的起码。而他花得最多时间去教导的有12个人在他身边。而这12个人之中还有3个他还花多些时间去成日跟他讲。带住佢哋一齐去祈祷，就系呢3个之中嘅其中2个，就静鸡鸡走嚟同耶稣讲：啊，你可唔可以升我哋嘅职啊？升我哋做领袖啊？啊，就好似喺呢一班学生里边，可唔可以升我哋做主席、副主席、班长、副班长？就喺第35节就讲到呢2个学生同耶稣讲：老师。嗱，你唔好理我哋求你乜嘢，你可唔可以应承我？吓，我无论我求你，我哋求你乜嘢，你都俾我哋得唔得？耶稣梗系冇咁蠢啦，系咪？咁耶稣话：你咁你哋求乜嘢啊？咁佢哋话：你求啊，一个喺你左边，一个喺你右边，即系第一、第二把交椅得唔得？当然10个其他的学生听到非常嬲，好嬲呢2个人。You know, Jesus has 500 followers. very close. But out of the 500, there are 12 closer to him, and he spent a lot of time teaching them. But out of the 12, there are 3 very close to Jesus. And Jesus brought them together to the place that nobody could follow, only 3 of them. But 2 of the 3, 2 of them came to Jesus and asked Jesus to promote them to be the leaders of the class. Just like saying to Jesus, "Jesus, please make us the president or the vice president of this class." Of course, the other 10 students heard this, overheard this. They're very angry with these 2. 他们在那里闹，在那里拗，在那里生气，耶稣知道发生什么事。 所以耶稣是一个老师，耶稣是用尽所有的机会去教学生，他不灰心。好，现在又发生这件事了，又面阻阻了，又口黑面黑了，耶稣知道发生什么事，就用这个机会叫他们来。第42节说，耶稣叫他们来，对他们说。 耶稣说不要这样，你们不要这样。第43节说，在你们中间不是这样，你们这班的人不要学世界的人这样。世界的人常常都想，谁做第一呢？谁做第二呢？谁最重要呢？谁是领袖呢？但耶稣说不要这样。 不要经常想这些东西，无论天父上帝给你们什么本事，有些人有讲道的本事，传福音的本事，有些人有关心人的本事，有些人有做生意的本事，有些人有祈祷的本事，有些人有教小孩的本事，有些人有打理教堂的本事，无论上帝给你什么本事，你尽你的力去做好你自己的岗位就可以了。 上帝就是吩咐我们大家彼此服务，就算做到你很累，你都不要放弃，继续支取上帝给你的力量，继续去服务就可以了。Jesus knew what was going on with them. So Jesus called them together and talked to them. Jesus tried to teach them. Jesus said, "No, no, no. Don't do that. You know, the people in the world, they want to be the number one or number two. But you are different. Don't do that. Forget about number one, number two. Whatever talents, listen to me. Whatever talents that God has given you, playing the piano, playing the violin, painting pictures, making a speech, teaching younger people, whatever talents that God has given you, you just try your best to use your talents to help one another, to love one another, to protect one another, serve one another. Even when you are tired doing that, you still have to continue with the strength from the Lord. 世界上的人想第一，想高过其他人，但是我们不要这样。 所以42节讲，耶稣叫佢哋嚟，同佢哋讲，耶稣话世界嗰啲人啦，有皇帝统治佢哋，有高官控制佢哋，但系你哋唔好咁样。大家都记得喺第二次世界大战，希特拉系一个非常成功嘅领袖，非常有权力嘅领袖。 统治者，但基本上我哋望翻转头好清楚，佢就系想人听佢嘅吩咐，佢就系想控制晒佢全嘅国家，佢就系想命令佢嘅人民去憎恨其他嘅人，特别系犹太人，佢就系想佢嘅军队去杀，佢就系想去歧视、去分开。 你哋唔好接待佢啊，你哋唔好收埋猶太人啊。You know, people in the world always wants to be number one, on top, not on bottom. Want to be higher than other people. But you guys are different. Jesus said, you are different. My students are different. They have king ruling over them. They have a high officer controlling them. But you are different. You still remember World War II Hitler? Do you know him? Very powerful person, very powerful, successful leader. And he just wanted other people to listen to him. He wanted to control them. He wanted to order them to hate people. You guys go out and hate people, especially the Jews. Hate them, kill them, discriminate them. Don't play with them, don't befriend with them. Powerful leaders, evil leaders. 第四十三節，耶穌話喺你哋中間唔好咁樣。你哋邊個想做領袖，你就有一個做仆人嘅心好啦。如果你想做領袖，你就諗住原來喺上帝嘅國裏邊領袖係服務人嘅。大家都記得德蘭修女、諾貝爾獎、和平獎嘅得主，有好多人都留意佢、尊敬佢。有一段時間好像當著明星一樣去訪問他，但是得閒修女跟他們說，為什麼你們一路跟著我想訪問我呢？上帝只不過是吩咐我在印度的街頭將一些垂死的人撿回來，抱在他在我們的身邊，抱著他在主的愛裡面，等他们安然离世。我就是做这么多事情，不要再采访我了，我只是想好好服务上帝叫我去服务的人。兄弟姐妹，所以无论上帝给我们什么恩赐、什么本事，我们尽我们的力量去服务其他的人，将他们带到主的爱里面。就算有时我们疲倦，我们都继续靠住主给我们的力量继续向前行，继续服务。 Maybe you have heard of Mother Teresa, maybe you have not, let me tell you that. Mother Teresa, the Nobel Prize winner, peacemaking, a lot of attention on her, so treating her like a movie star, but she said, why follow me?Why treating me like a movie star? I'm just doing something very simple. God told me to pick up those dying people in the streets of India and put my arms around them so that they can rest in the love of God. I just try to serve. So don't treat me like a movie star. I just want to serve the Lord. And one phrase, one sentence she said,God did not call us to be successful, but God called us to be faithful. So whatever talents God has given you, try your best to use your talents to bless other people, serve other people. Even when you are very tired, pray and ask the Lord to give you strength to continue to serve. 好像耶稣跟那些学生说，他说过去三年我经常跟你们一起，我是你们的老师，但是我从来没有叫你们服侍我，我从来没有翘起脚然后叫你们 做到好像只狗那样来服务我，我没有。我尝试很努力地去教你们，去医好你们的病，去喂饱饥饿的人，就算我累的时候我仍然是这样做。 It's just like Jesus talked to the student. Over the last 3 years, I've been your teacher. But I did not just put up my feet and had you guys run here and there like a service dog to make me feel good. No, I never did that. I've been trying my best to teach you to heal the sick, to feed the hungry. Even when I'm very tired, I continue to do so. 第四十五节讲，人子来，我来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。And then in verse 45, Jesus said, I come not to be served, but to serve. 世界上曾经是最富有的一个人 Bill Gates, 微软的创办人，有很多的钱。但他不是只是用钱来自己享受，他很多钱他想怎么享受都可以。他不是翘埋只脚，然后嗌人服侍他，想食乜就去食乜。我哋知道有时候标机肚饿，他只不过去行过去麦当劳买个汉堡包食。他用他大部分的时间，他的金钱，去睇下有咩善事他仍然可以做，令到个世界可以系一个好啲嘅地方俾人居住。出钱去资助一啲研究，看看能不能够医好一些的绝症，一些的传染病，出钱去想办法去提供干净的水给一些落后的国家的人用，出钱叫人想计仔怎样能够创造多些好的职业给人去做。他很忙的，但他是忙于去服侍其他的人。 You know, once the richest man Bill Gates, have you heard of him?The founder of Microsoft, he didn't just enjoy himself with all the money. He didn't just put up his feet and eat whatever he wants. Well, we heard that sometimes, even when he's hungry, he just go over to McDonald's to buy a hamburger. He uses most of his time and most of his money looking for things, good things to do, to make the world a better place.For people to live. Okay, to sponsor many researchers trying to find a cure for diseases, trying to provide clean water for those developing, underdeveloped countries, and create jobs for people. He's very busy, but not enjoying himself, but serving people. 耶稣很忙的，真的很忙，由日做到夜。甚至他的家人曾经都有一次说，你不要这样，你痴了线了，你这样做法，你痴了线了，你发了癫了。他很忙，没有办法休息的，一路去服侍人。朝头早夜晚当然他休息了，但圣经记载当他休息的时候，他就是祷告的时候，他祷告主，从主那里再得到力量，然后明天再去服侍人。 Jesus is very busy serving people, helping people. Even a family member worried that he gone crazy. How come not taking a rest? Too busy. You have to take a rest. The family member worried about him. But early in the morning or late at night, it's resting time. Yeah, he was supposed to rest.But he was still up and praying to God, getting strength from the Lord, strength from the Lord, so that tomorrow he will go and serve people again. 第四十五节讲，耶稣话：我嚟唔系要受人嘅服侍，系要服侍人。You know, just about a week later, when this happened, Jesus said to the student, the disciple, I'm going to bless you to the very end. Like all other peoples, you guys have been hurting God, breaking his heart, and you've been hurting each other. Punishment is unavoidable. Unavoidable.And one of you will betray me, and I will suffer and die on the cross. But I beg the Father God for mercy, So that the Father God will let me be united with you and you will be in me, so that I will take up your punishment. I will take up the punishment for your sins.
就是发生那件事之后，大概一个礼拜，耶稣跟他的学生说，我会爱你们爱到底。你们都好像世界上其他的人一样，伤了上帝的心很多次。上帝看着你们这样吵架，黑口黑面，大家对付大家，上帝伤心伤了很多次。你们也都彼此伤害了很多，有罪了，难免受到惩罚，难免是有报应。但是你们其中一个将会出卖我，出卖我之后，我将会受死，钉十字架。但我已经祈求了天父怜悯你们，祈求天父给我和你们合而为一。所以当我 受苦的时候，钉十字架的时候，我会承担你们的罪，我会承担你们的刑罚。四十五节说，耶稣说，人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命牺牲，做多人的赎价。 This is the essential meaning of verse 45. Jesus says, I've come not to be served, but to serve. And I will suffer and die to pay your penalty. I'll suffer and die to take up your punishment. This is what Jesus said.Let's pray. 我们一起祈祷。慈悲的天父，感谢圣经非常清楚的教导，让我们不会迷失方向。 Thank you, Father, for the crystal clear teaching of the scripture, so we will not lose our direction.Our direction is that we are supposed to serve other people, not to be served. 耶稣教导我们，他说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。你们中间边个想做领袖，就要有服务人的心。求主带领我们，鞭策我们，将你的金句钉在我们的心灵里面。 Please continue to lead us so that your teaching, your word will be nailed to our heart. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, 奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。